Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and this week we'll be studying two Mishnayos from the first Perek of Avos. Specifically, we'll be learning Mishnayos 6 and 16. Why these two Mishnayos? We'll find out shortly. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6 says, Yehoshua ben Prachya v'Nitai Harabeli kiblu mehem. Yehoshua ben Prachya and Nitai the Arbeli, they received the Torah from the people in the previous Mishnayos. Yehoshua ben Prachya Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Prachya says, Aseh lecha rav, get yourself a rabbi, ukenei lecha chaver, and obtain a friend for yourself, veheve dan es kol ha'adam lekafsos, and judge every person favorably. So for this Mishnah, let's look in the parish of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yehoshua ben Prachya, v'nitai harabeli kiblu mehem, these two sages receive the Torah from them, Miyosef ben Yoezer, u'miyosef ben Yochanan. So they received specifically from Yossi ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, who were named in the preceding two Mishnayos. Yehoshua ben Prachya Omer, Aseh lecha rav ukenei lecha chaver. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Prachya says, get yourself a rabbi and acquire a friend for yourself. Shafilo ata yodea kemoso, Aseh oso rav alecha, mimnesha adam, zachar masha lomeid merabo, yoterwi masha adam lomeid meatzmo. Even if you're as knowledgeable as him, you should still make him a teacher for you, because a person remembers more what he learns from his teacher than what he learns on his own. Ve'od, ki va'amim yavin hadavar yoter mimenu. Not only that, but sometimes he'll understand something better than you do. V'nimsa malamdo, and it turns out that you are actually learning from him. Va'filo im shnehem shavin b'chachma, and this is true even when two people are equal in wisdom. Ukne lecha chaver, and obtain a friend for yourself. L'shlosha dvarim adam tzarech el hachaver hatov. A person needs three things in a good friend. Ha'echad l'divrei Torah. The first is words of Torah. Kamo sh'amar harbe l'madati me'rabosai, u'mechaverai yoter me'rabosai. As it says in Gemara and Tainus, it says, I learned much from my teachers, but I learned more from my friends than I did from my teachers. V'hasheni. And the second thing you need from a good friend, lemitzvos, that's mitzvos. Sha'af kesh'en chaveru chasim imenu, because even if your friend isn't more pious than you are, ufa'amim shagam hu osa asher lokadas, and even if sometimes he acts inappropriately, kesh'hu nehene bedavar osa ha'avera, he's only sinning when it benefits him personally. Aval ein chefso v'ritzono shechavero yasena. But he doesn't want his friends to do the sin. Ki ein lo hana bezeh, because this is no benefit to him. Ukumosha amru, and this is as the Gemara in Kedushin says, ve'ein adam chote v'lo lo. A person is not going to sin if it's not for his own benefit. Nimso shnehem chozim b'tshuva. We find that both of them will repent. Ko echad al pi chavero. Each one at the urging of his friend. V'hashlishi, and the third thing that you need in a good friend, Linin ha'etza, that's the matter of counsel, of advice. Shikachenu l'hiyoslo meir la'azor b'chol inyano, because he's going to arouse assistance to him in every matter. V'lakachto mimeno etza tovin, he's going to take good advice for him. V'yos ben sodo, acher hiyoso imo b'bris. V'lo yigalenu la'acherim, and he's going to be trustworthy to keep his secrets because they have a pact between them, and he's not going to reveal them to others. So in this way, your plans won't get messed up. He won't even reveal them to people who appear to be friendly. Because they present a good front. So skipping to the end. That which it says acquire for yourself a friend. It's using a language of acquisition as if you're making a purchase. That if you can't find a good friend for free, then you should buy one. Bekaspo, with his money. And he should utilize his possessions. In order to get a good friend. Or perhaps he should acquire him with nice words and speaking softly. So you should get a rabbi for yourself, but you should acquire a friend. You should even invest money in acquiring a friend. And you should judge every person favorably. Imhu Tzadik v'Imhu Rasha. This is talking about a person, we don't know if he's a righteous person or an evil person. V'im makirin oso v'hu ish benoni, and if we do know who he is, and we know that he's a regular person, pamim oser ra, pamim oser tov, sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad. V'im yase davar, sheyesh ledono l'kafchova, v'yesh ledono l'zchus b'shikul, and if he does something that we could justify judging him poorly or judging him well, afil kafi hanira nota l'kafchova yoter, even if it appears to be more on the side of judging him poorly. If from one aspect it's possible to judge him favorably, then we should say that his intentions were good. Skipping ahead a little bit. This is not the case with someone who is completely righteous, and not with someone who's completely evil. Even if it's something that appears bad in every aspect, we should still judge him favorably. It's as if saying that this accidentally came out from before the ruler. And he's already done tshuva and regretted his actions and requested forgiveness for them. A little bit more. And we also don't say to judge favorably when someone is completely evil. Even if an action appears to be completely good. And there doesn't seem to be anything sinful about it. A person should still judge him poorly, should judge him guilty. That he only did it for appearance's sake. And what he's thinking inside isn't the same as what he appears to be on the outside. And to support this idea, the Rabbeinu Yonah cites a pasuk in Mishle, Perek Chafav. Kiyachanen kola al ta'amein bo. So he says that even if he speaks well, don't trust him because he has seven abominations in his heart. And the Rambam says likewise in this matter. Moving on to Mishnah 16, Tet Zion. Rabban Gamliel Haya Omer. Rabban Gamliel used to say, Asei lecha rav, get yourself a rabbi. V'histalek min hasafek, and remove yourself from doubt. V'altar ber la'aser omados. And don't make a habit of taking your tithes by estimation. So for this Mishnah, I'd like to look in two different Perushim in order to address a question. In Mishnah Vav, Yehoshua ben Prachya said, get yourself a rabbi. And in Mishnah Tet Zion, Rabban Gamliel says, get yourself a rabbi. Why does the Mishnah need to tell us this twice? Don't we already know this? So what is it coming to add by repeating this particular dictum? So we'll address that question in a moment. But first, I want to point out that it doesn't say who Rabban Gamliel received the Torah from, as it did in the preceding Mishnayos. So for that, let's look in the Ikar Tosfos Yontiv. Rabban Gamliel. V'hu ben beno shel Hillel. He was the grandson of Hillel. U'lakach lo nichtav lashon kabbalah mikan u'lahalon. And for this reason, it doesn't give the transmission from this point forward. So it used to say this person received it from that person received it from the other person. Why did it stop doing it? Rabban Gamliel is Hillel's grandson. So we don't have transmission explained anymore. Lefi shemit talmidei Shammai v'Hillel, because from the point of the students of Hillel and Shammai, nisrabba hamachlokas b'Yisrael, disputes, disagreements in matters of halacha increased in Israel. Lohaisa mugbelas u'mukubelas v'nimsura kamo etzel harishonim. So that the Torah wasn't clearly received and transmitted the way it was in the earlier generations. Kach pershu ha-meforshim, at least this is how the different commentators explain it. Ve'enu muchrach, but it's not a slam dunk, this is not definitely the case. De'beperek beis mishnah ches tanan, because in chapter 2 in the 8th Mishnah we're taught, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel v'chule, mehilo v'shamai v'chule. So we do see some transmission expressed later on, but generally speaking, we're going with the theory that at this point, the transmission was not as clear-cut as it had previously been. Now, as far as the question of why Asei lecha rav is stated in two different Mishnayos, let's look in the Rambam, who says, Rabban Gamliel Omer Asei lecha rav. Rabban Gamliel says, get yourself a teacher, v'histalek min hasafek, and remove yourself from doubt, v'al taber la'aser amodos, and don't make a habit of separating tithes by estimate. Ze asher tziva heino la'asos rav, that which he teaches here to get yourself a rabbi, eino la'inyan Talmud, aval la'hora. This is not regarding learning as it was back in Mishnah Vav. Rather, here it's talking about ruling in matters of halacha. Simlecha Rav, sheyistmach alav, beisr veheter. Get yourself a rabbi whom you will rely upon in matters of what is permissible and impermissible. Vihistalik ata min hasafik. And if you do this, then you will remove yourself from cases of doubt. Ka'amram b'Yerushalmi, as it says in the Yerushalmi in Maseches Moed Katan. Zil aseli zakein min hashuk, v'ismach alei v'ashrelach. Go get me a rav, get me a Torah scholar from the marketplace, so I can rely upon him, and then I will permit it to you. V'chein tziva shiyavarech mehotzas hamastros ba'omed, and he likewise urges us not to separate tithes by estimation, memneshehu min hasfekos, because again, this is acting from doubts. So you get yourself a rabbi, and then you won't have these kinds of doubts. All right, so that's Mishnayos Vav and Tet Zion. Join us again next week when we'll be doing two Mishnayos from Perek Beis.